2, 3, 5 and 6 there. Race 7, 9 Van Giz is the favourite, 340, 12 Fast and Forward, 480, 2 Regal Stage at 550. A lot of scratchings, obviously, and the markets are feeling their way, but it's the favourite, number 9 at 340.
Andrew, number 12, Fast and Forward, is trained by the Hawkses. Now, the horse never had a run, but it was trained by Alan Jones on the Gold Coast. I think that's Michael's father-in-law, if memory serves me right.
It is.
Came to Sydney, had three trials, won one of them at Rosehill, and placed in two others. We were at Hawkesbury, and it went to the races there. It's only started on the 7th of March. And you'd think it only had two legs. On that trial form that was okay, it was 25-1. Emanate was a short price favourite. They went past us and I said, you beauty, I've backed Emanate and it's home. And out of the blue, this thing come with a storming run and run it down. Look, that was a soft track, soft seven. Brock Ryan claims 1.5 today. It was in at Newcastle the other day, but drew the car park and they scratched it. I reckon it'll run a big race here. Number 9 for second, Van Giz. Got a pretty good record. Trained by Bjorn Baker. Once it had 4 starts, a win in 2 seconds. It did run 3rd at Kembla back in October and then won at Hawkesbury, beat Phoenix River, and it goes all right. Wasn't beaten far first time at Kembla in 2nd. Number 2, Regal Stage for Gay and Adrian, carrying the famous TJ Smith colours of the royal blue and green stripes. And number 5, Goldwyn, 12, 9, 2, and 5.
And the last, number 6, Side Hustles, the favourite at $3. 1, Romantic Whisper, now at $5. And 3, Tijin or Tigan?
I think it's Tijin.
Righto, it's at $5.
I like Side Hustle. It won well at Kembla first up. Got back to last and really hammered the line to get up and win by half a length running away. Form last time in, it was obviously trained in Victoria. Had 3 runs at Sandown. And then at the end of September, ran 5th in a race at Canterbury. Brandon Lorena rides. I got it on top. Number 1, Romantic Whisper. It runs 4th at Newcastle first up beyond Plaquette. That'd be very good form for this. Regimental Band runs 2nd, and she's a group type horse. Heavy track. Well, it's had 3 runs on soft and hasn't won. And that's one of the reasons I never put it on top. But it is a Hawkesbury winner. 3, Tijin, has got a chance. And number 2, Night Ride, back in trip. 6, 1, 3, and 2, Andrew.
Righto, so they're the 8 races today at Hawkesbury on a heavy 10, but the weather has definitely cleared, so that's a good report there. Out of value bet, what's your best?
Yeah, my best is race 6, number 2, Orson.
Yeah.
And the value bet would be race 5, number 10, Blazing Bay, but about $9.50
at the moment. All right, Gary, first race 4 minutes past 1. We'll stay in touch. Keep well, mate.
Righto, mate. Yeah, we had a decent storm through here this morning, so the farmers in the Hunter Valley would be laughing again.
Yeah, no, it was unexpected too. We didn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it just popped up on the radar. Thanks, Gary.
See you, mate.
Gary Harley there, looking at the very latest around Hawkesbury today, repeating Wellington off today, a decision later today on whether the Wellington boot meeting will go ahead tomorrow. So our New South Wales meetings, Randwick, Hawkesbury and a TAB program at Taree, where it's overcast and a heavy 8 with the first race at 4 minutes to 1. In a time where the Australian economy is right under the pump due to the worldwide battle with coronavirus, racing can stand proud. Thoroughbred racing contributes nearly $10 billion, with nearly half coming from regional Australia. There's nearly 160,000 people working in thoroughbred racing. And don't forget the volunteers who assist racing clubs all around the country. The economic story stands tall in thoroughbred racing, and Sky Sports Radio is proud to be your radio broadcaster.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak. peak Pinot Grigio by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The Warringah Road underpass at Frenchs Forest is open. Take care and be prepared for the new conditions. For details and to plan your journey, visit livetraffic.com. In Grey Sains, crews clearing a breakdown from the M4. It's outbound at the off-ramp to the Cumberland Highway in the left-hand lane. The M5 travelling well through the main tunnel in both directions. And in DY, sewer main repairs continue, closing Sturdy Parade both ways between Pittwater Road and Pacific Parade. You can use Oaks Avenue to get around it. Macca's is now making it more convenient to pick up the basics fast, safe and contact-free through the drive-thru. You can now buy milk, English muffins and gourmet rolls at participating restaurants. I'm Will Bonham, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
As coronavirus continues, it's vital that we support our older Australians. So keep in contact regularly with older neighbours, friends or family. Set them up to use technology, then plan a regular time to connect. Cook a meal and leave it at their front door, or offer to run errands. You could drop a note in their mailbox or chat over the fence. Together, we can help stop the spread and stay healthy. To find out more, visit australia.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Sky Racing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's 10:05. Paul Joyce just moments away to go through 10 races, day one of the championships. We had some unexpected rain pop through this morning. I thought we'd just go out to Michael Wood, the track manager at Randwick. And Mike, conditions looking a lot brighter now.
Yeah, Andrew, I've got some sunshine on my face, so it's a good sign.
That's a good sign because for those people that may not have heard the 6:30 report, it was rain that came through that just we didn't think that we were going to get it.
Yeah, exactly right. We obviously had a fair bit there forecast for yesterday afternoon, which we didn't really receive. And then in total, we've ended up with 7.6 for the last 24 hours. So when we started the walk this morning, it was only 1.8.
Okay.
But in saying that, we've just come off the track with Mark Van Gestel and the stewards, and it's handled it quite well. It is still heavy eight, but you know, hopefully we can get some sunshine and some strong winds on it, and it will improve for today.
And it would be just into the eight, wouldn't it, with just the extra few mils?
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's definitely not a bog by any stretch of the imagination. So, look, I think there is room for improvement there, but it is a 10-race card today, so there's a lot of horses on the track, but I think it'll handle it well.
All right, at least we've got a little bit of blue sky around town, which is a lot different than what we had back for track work this morning. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Andrew.
Michael Wood, track manager out at Randwick. Of course, no crowds allowed for day one of the championships under the strict protocols. We've got racing and... Paul Joyce has done the 10 race form. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. You're right, the radar's cleared right up. It looks as though that rain has well and truly gone for the day. And look, interestingly enough, it's almost going to be an identical track to what we had on this day last year. It was a soft 7 and the weather cleared up on race day. So if you want to get a guide on how this track will play, you could pull up the replays from last year. We saw Sandra and Elaine come from last to win the TJ. We saw the Doncaster dominated by Dreamforce and Brutal on pace. So the track played perfectly last year on a soft 7, so almost identical to what I think we'll have this afternoon.
Okay, well, that's interesting, given the way that you explain how the track played with that rail in the true. Andrew Hurley's in with Tab, and Andrew, we've got that Tab racing offer. I presume it's still open. Maybe I should have a look to make sure it still is. But under sport, we've got that racing offer today on the place bet for Nature Strip.
Yeah, $3. It's not a bad price, is it? So $1.60 is the true current price. But, yeah, go to Racing Extras specials there, promotions, and Nature Strip, $3. But get in quickly because it may not last very long, you wouldn't think.
No, that's why I was hesitating. But it's still sitting there, $3 the place. if you want to look at that through, go to Sport on your Tab app. Follow the path to Racing Extras, and then away you go. Because officially right now, it's $1.60 the place.
That's
under,
exactly right.
Under Tab Fixed Odds. All right, we've got 10 to get through, and I can already hear Ambrosoli saying, how come we're running late? So let's have a look at the first, the Widden Kindergarten.
All right, day one of the championships, race one. Let's have a look at the market. Now, deductions here as far as the scratchings are concerned. 2x1, long weekend, Sansi 5x5, 2x1, Zephyrbrook, Ashianti 2x1 and 4x4, Forbidden Love, Rulership the favourite, 250 to 260 this morning, 340 into 320, Damaged Outland a $5 chance, 650 to 7 not an option, Harmonium 11, 21's Azure and Never River at $26. Not a lot of change in this market here this morning, but the most popular runner is the favourite, Rulership.
Yeah, speed in the race will come from Harmonium and Damaged, both drawn out, and Rulership will punch up from that good draw. Look, I'm keen on the 5, 4, 12, 1, Doubtland for me. I think he'll appreciate the good speed up front. He won on a soft 7 to kick off his career on the Kenzo track. Big, strong horse. They paid a fortune for him, and I think he's going to repay them, and I really like him today. I think he's a good price to get us off to a flying start. The 4, Damaged. Speaking of good types, he is a cracking sort, this fellow. He won well at the midweeks. He smashed the clock in winning. Whether he can do it on a softer, heavy track is the query, but he's a lovely horse. Number 12, I've got him for third, Harmonium. She did win on a soft track on debut at Gosford, and then she failed in a Sweet Embrace, but she's been back to the trial since, and she's looked sharp. So we'll just forgive her that one bad performance. And I can't really come into Rulership at the short quote, to be honest. He's never raced on a softer, heavy track. And I wasn't taken with his recent trial behind Ole Kirk. I thought he wanted to overdo it too much. And under race conditions, that may be what brings him undone. 5, 4, 12, and 1.
Race 2 is the Carbine Club, and of course hurls the first 5 races at Caulfield as well as Randwick here on day one of the championships. That bonus bet back up to $50.
That's exactly right, Andrew, and only a field of 8 go round in the second race, so you've got a good chance. Take this opportunity also, if you're not a Tab account customer, call 1-333-90, get an account open in minutes, or jump online, because of course there are no Tab outlets available, obviously due to current circumstances. Reloaded is the favourite for the second, and it's a $2.10 chance, $4.40 for Grand Piano, $5 to $5.50 for Kubrick, Promotions, a $7 chance. Batiga, $15. Now, the best backed runner today in this race is Power Scheme, $23, now into $16.
Yeah, that's an interesting move. Looking at the speed map here, it looks as though the on-pace runner should have an edge on Tonte. Promotions go forward, Reloaded from barrier 2. I can't see him landing anywhere but the box suit with the run of the race. And that's why I've got him on top, 3, 5, 2, and 6. There's a few other reasons I've got him on top. He handled the soft 7 first up in the Hobartville, went second to Brandenburg, favourite for the Doncaster. Then he's gone around the Randwick Rose Hill Guineas, and he's been competitive in both of those races. So under the set weights and penalty scale here, he is just too well placed, and he should be winning and winning comfortably. The big danger is the 5 Grand Piano. Hard to see him beating Reloaded at the weights, but he's on the up. He loves these conditions. He's looking for the mile, and he's obviously come back in terrific, Nick, winning 2 from 2. The 2 promotions, he got away with the Canberra Guineas. I think there's more depth to this field, and I've got a slight question mark on him running a strong mile. And number 6, Batega, well, he does himself no favours. He just has no early pace, and he gets a mile out of his ground. But he will relish the big spaces here at Randwick, and he'll be hitting the line late. But number 3, Reloaded, he's $2.10. I think that's a good bet. 3, 5, 2, 6.
Race 3 is the New Haven Park Country Championships final. Matt Jackson has the honour of calling the race this year, as we've done since the first one. We've had an array of different callers, and Matt will be calling it all. All coming from all round the state. They're a bit more, the trainers normally have a big night with the owners at the Donny on a Friday night, but even this morning, Cody Norgan. Morgan said, I'm a bit cleaner this morning than what I was last year. So let's hope it's a terrific race.
Yeah, I didn't hear the interview with Cody this morning, if you had him on, Andrew, but I know he was on with Ray on earlier in the week and Greg Radley. He was quite bullish about Ligula 8. It's the second favourite. It's $5 to $6 this morning. Bobbing is the favourite, $3.90 to $4.20. Two Big Fari, $7, no change. Julian Rock, ditto. 11 out to 13, Al Mahaha. Healing Hand, 16. Now move here for Sneak Preview, 23 into 17. And also Gracie Bell opened up at $21, now into 17. And Fast Talking, 34 to 19. So those at the top of the market, Andrew, have drifted, albeit only slightly, but good support for a couple of ones at prices there, 5, 14 and 11.
Yeah, terrific race always, this one. I love this race. We've got speed coming from Two Big Fari, Casino Mondial, Almahaha will punch forward. Plonker's got plenty of speed and hit the target. Well, they'll have to go forward with him, you'd think, from out there. I'm all over Bobbing. I can't believe everyone's forgetting about him. 1, 6, 2 and 3. He's got a benchmark of 100. So under the set weight scale here, he's absolutely thrown in at the weights. You only have to look at his form. He's third in the Kosciuszko. He's run 6th in the Festival Stakes where he was unlucky. And he's run 7th in the Villiers behind Quackerjack, beating 2.5 lengths. He's running the Musselbrook Wild Card. Was off the charts where he came from that day. And I know he's drawn out, but there's good speed. We've got a big track. And he won the provincial championships last year. I just can't see how they can hold him out. Bad luck could beat him, I suppose, but that's about it. Number 6, Julian Rock, he's also drawn out, but he loves these conditions. I've always had him pegged as my horse for the country championships, but once Bobbing qualified, I had to put Julian Rock back to second spot. Number 2, Two Big Fari, they don't come much tougher than him. Cannot draw a gate, though. He'll have to do a lot of work in the run, and that just might leave him vulnerable the last bit. And don't rule out the 3 Healing Hands. The soft track was the query, but he's run at Randwick behind Grand Piano on a genuine soft 6. Suggests to me that he's handling it okay. 1, 6, 2, 3.
The New Haven final due at 1:20 today. The Adrian Knox race 4. Blake Spriggs now the rider of Cosmic Haze number 6, with Cathy O'Hara booked early to ride the 18, which has now got to start Rathvilly Miss.
The Tab Adrian Knox Stakes, Nimalee is scratching 10 by 10, the deduction there, and Amito 2 by 3. $2.34, Colette is your favourite. $3.30 to $3.40 for Paradis. Best supported runner this morning is clearly Betcha Flying, $10 into $7. Now, it's not only market opinion, but it's also indicative with the hold on the race. $11 for Sino, Dorothy of Oz, $15 to $16. A little bit of a nibble for Maya Nebula, $34 into $26. Ditto for Toffee Tongue. But, yeah, good move here this morning for Betcha Flying, $10 now into $7.
Yeah, big field should ensure a bit of pressure goes on. Dorothy of Oz, Eliza Carolina roll forward. You've got probably not a lot of others that'll go up there. Satin Rain and I think a couple of the roughies like Toffee Tongue, stick them up. They'll probably just press forward and put themselves in the race. I like the 3, Colette, 3, 2, 13, 10. I've had my eye on her for a while now, where she bolted in on a deteriorating soft track at Newcastle 2 starts back. She won by 6.5. Then she went to Kembla, fresh and back to the mile, and she cruised home by 2 lengths, eased up. So you've just got a filly who's blossoming at the right time. She'll beat up the 2,000. She handles the conditions, and she's got J-Mac from Barrier 4. The only problem is the price at 230. I've heard a few people think she'll get out, but I don't think she will. I think she'll stay that price, and she'll be winning. Number 2, Paradis, coming through the Victorian form, the Alexandra Stakes. It was a good win. She's a tough filly. She's was unlucky on a soft 7 at Sandown, so we know she gets through the going. I'm just not 100% convinced that that form is as strong as a few other people may expect. The 13 Maya Nebula, stablemate to Colette, I think she's a smoky here at massive odds. She chased home Colette in that race at Kembla after bolting in on heavy track at Hawkesbury. And the 10 Betcha Flying, well, obviously the big track to step up to 2,000 suits, and she gets her chance to stand up today. But I'm all over Colette, 3, 2, 13, 10.
Yeah, Ron Duppacy made Betcha Flying his value tip of the day. So punters might have rallied to Duff this morning as well in that move for that horse. Race 5, the Chairman's Quality here, sponsored by Schweppes at Group 2 level.
Yeah, it's a good race too. 5 to 5.50, back to $5 for Carrot. There's plenty of value here. The Chosen One, 6 to 6.50. Youngstar, 7.50 into 6.50. Mirage Dancer, an $8 chance. 8.50 for Gallic Chieftain. It has been popular today, Gallic Chieftain. Of course, it won this race last year. Gayatri, 9 to 8.50. Raheen House, 9 to 9.50. A little bit of a nibble for Angel of Truth, 12 into $10, because it's the last of the races as far as the bonus bets are concerned. Back up to $50 for your first fixed odds win bet. I play your exotics race to look at doing so, because it's $5 the field.
Yeah, so it's a tricky one. Angel of Truth, perhaps he's been specced because he's the only leader here. He won on this day last year, of course. He won the Derby. So he'll roll along and give a sight. I think it over probably goes forward. Mirage Dancer may go forward, but there's not a lot of speed on paper. I've gone 11, 12, 3 and 14. I think the 11 Youngstar can certainly settle in the first half of the field here with the lightweight. Two runs back, Chase Time Shared Ambition in the Randwick City Stakes on a soft six, and then was outclassed in the Rand. But look, I know she hasn't won for almost 2 years, but this is her race. She's got the right conditions, big track, she's in form, and she's got no weight. So $6.50 Youngstar. That's good enough for me. The 12 Gayatri, I was on her last start. I'm still reeling from that defeat. But she could go one better today. I think the extra triple suit her, and she's that little bit fitter. Slightly harder race, though. Number 3, Gallic Chieftain. Blinkers back on third up. Exact same pattern as last year, and he's going to get almost the exact same track. He is up 2.5 kilos from the victory last year, and he hasn't won a race in the last 12 months. But I can see why punters are rallying for him. And the 14, Think It Over. He's the sneaky one here. Every time he gets stepped up in class, he seems to step up to the next level, including a last start fourth in the Mannion Cup behind Young Rascal, Mugger 2 and Supernova. That might just be the best form coming into this race. 11, 12, 3 and 14.
News from the stewards there too, Paul. Mirage Dancer to be ridden with cover from the wide barrier. Mirage Dancer to be ridden with cover from a wide barrier in the Chairman's. We get to the Group 1s now. The first of them, the Inglis Sires.
Emma Marigan is the favourite. It's 310 into 280, so it's been well supported today. I was just a little bit surprised they might have taken it on. Of course, you'll hear from Tim Ryan from TAB a little bit later on, but it is at the $2.80 favourite. Now, it's been good support this morning for Old Kirk. It's $6 into 550, as much as $8 was available earlier in the week. Prague, 6.50 to 6. Aim, very easy, 8 out to 10. Cultural Amnesia, 13 into 10. Larimar Street is a $14 chance, 14 also for Bartley. But best supported runner today is Old Kirk, and clearly in terms of the dollars held.
That's music to my ears, Hurls.
Likewise.
Mama Ragan and Prague, Mission River, Cultural Amnesia. There's good speed drawn across the track. 8-1-13-2, 8. Ole Kirk, look, I was surprised they bet $8, $8.50 about him. I thought that was a great each-way bet. He's now into $5.50, so the market's adjusting. He just can't bowl what he's done. He won the down the straight on debut, and it was a strong form race. He then went to the Sires Produce on a soft track at Flemington. He was unlucky. He was a good thing beaten as favourite. He's been back to Sydney, trialled at Randwick, and he just went perfectly in that trial. You couldn't have asked him to trial any better. Lovely gate. And, $5.50, that's probably about the right price now. Number one, Mama Ragan, coming through the Golden Slipper. Now, that usually is the right four line coming into a Sires. But we've only got the three runners backing up this year, and Mama Ragan did have every possible favour off barrier one in the Slipper. So not knocking him. He's, the big danger, and he can certainly win. Other chances here, I thought the 13 could be worth a spec, Cultural Amnesia. There's some real form developing around this fellow. He beat Rock My Wand last start over the 1,400. Rock My Wand bolted in a much easier race on Wednesday. And the run prior when he was second behind Thermosphere on a heavy nine just proves he'll handle the going. So I think he'll give you a great sight. And the two Larimer Street, if you're keen on Ole Kirk, which I am, you've got to find a spot for Larimer Street. 8, 1, 13 and 2.
Righto, we get to the Bentley Australian Derby, and a steward's note here from the Gerald Ryan team. Chains of Honour option to be more forward. Chains of Honour, option to be more forward here. What's happening around the top two here?
Yeah, well, the projected quaddy pool here is $1 million, so get involved there. The favourite is Castle Vecchio, 290 to 280. Shadow Hero, gee, it's soft this morning, 440 out to 550. Warning, 440 into 420. Sherwood Forest, 16 to 15. Eric the Eel, 26 to 21. Dare say it'll start shorter on the tote. Quick Thinker, well supported this morning, 90 to 750. And Zabrowski, 14 to 12. So the tail of the tape at the moment is Shadow Hero is very soft, and there's been good support for Eric the Eel and Quick Thinker.
Yeah, good speed, I think, in the Derby. Sacramento will roll them along and make it a real staying test. The Chains of Honour, I had him going forward today, so that announcement gives me a bit of confidence. I've got that part of the map right, and Skador probably kicks forward with Diasonic. I'm going 1, 2, 3, 6. I've got to go with Castle Vecchio here. I think the slightly improving track by this stage of the day will certainly play into his hand. Second in a Cox Plate, winning a Rosehill Guineas. The second and third horse out of the Rosehill Guineas haven't turned up. So you just think historically it's the right form line, and he should be too good for them. Number two, Shadow Hero. I can see why he's drifting, because any rain this morning was definitely hurting his chances. The good news is the rain's gone and the track could improve again by the time he goes around. So he is undefeated here at Randwick, and they may rally again for him late if that track does improve. The three, Warning, well, the track won't worry him. He won the Victoria Derby on a deteriorating soft seven, and he won it by 3.25 length. So he's ready for his grand final today. And number six, Quick Thinker, well, they'll love the fact that the rain's been around for him. He's a real mudlark, and he's backing up quickly off that tough win in the Tulloch Stakes last Saturday. What a good field it is. I'm going 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yeah, I reckon the track condition's going to hold the key to what happens here. If it can dry out a little bit, I reckon they will come again for Shadow. I think there's been an early morning reaction there, Paul.
There certainly has, Andrew. And as we said, the radar's looking great for the rest of the day. So let's hope the no more showers come from wherever they came from this morning.
Yeah, 1, 2. They came from the heavens, from the sky there, Paul. 1, 2, 3, and 6 in the Bentley Australian Derby. To race 8, the Tab TJ Smith. I've said it a few times this morning. Last year's race was rated the highest sprint race in Australia in 2019. This one could equally match that.
Yeah, I think you're right. What a cracking field. All right, Nature Strip, a 360 to 370. Back to 360 is your favourite. Bivouac, 460 to 480. Pierrada, 7 to 650, back to 7. Santa and Elaine, 6 to 7. Loving Gabby, 750, no change. Exceedance, well supported this morning, 12 to 950. Red Zell, 15 to 14. I'll come back to Red Zell in a moment. Trekking, 21 to 23, back to 21. 41's in her time, and to Fane, 81 Vega Days, and White Moss is $126. I mentioned Red Zell, despite the fact it's 15 into 14, holds more money than any other runner in the race today. That is very, very interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. Obviously, the rain this morning, again, punters would have been throwing some extra cash on Red Zell. The speed in the race, I think Nature Strip just has to lead from the one. It'd be interesting to see what Kerry McAvoy does on Red Zell if he happens to ping the lids and get that three-quarters of a length in front of Nature Strip, because we know it just takes Nature Strip a few strides to get into gear. And if Kerry gets the chance to cross Nature Strip, it could almost take the favourite out of play, because we just know that Nature Strip isn't as good when he has to do the chasing. So that'll be the interesting tactics early. I've gone 2, 1, 3, 7. I think Pierrada will just mind his own business somewhere around midfield or slightly worse. If he gets a clear crack at them in the straight, look out. These are his conditions. Second up stats was where he peaks. He's running the Galaxy, I thought, was super. And this is his grand final, this prep. Other campaigns, he's been up forever. He's had one or two different grand finals along the way. I think this prep, they know exactly what they're trying to do. And I think the conditions are perfect for him to get it done today. One Nature Strip, well, if his A game turns up, he probably just leads all the way. But you've always got that little doubt in your mind with Nature Strip, and I can see why the Tab are taking him on for the place. He's had 22 starts for 13 wins and only two placings. So if he doesn't win, he generally doesn't figure in the money at all. The three, Sandra and Elaine, the better the track improves, the bigger chance he's got. As I said, last year, soft seven, the sun was out by this stage of the day, and he thumped them. And as Andrew said, it was as good a sprint race we had all year, and he brained them. So if he can find that sort of form today, you could say he just wins. And what about the seven, Bivouac, the three-year-old, gets the gun trail today. He won't have to do the bullocking work as he did in the William Reid. And with his explosive turn of foot, he could certainly turn it on as well. I've gone 2, 1, 3, and 7. You could make a good case why all four of those would take out this race today.
Understand. And don't forget that racing offer is there under the racing extras on your Tab app. You can have $3 the place nature strip in the Tab TJ Smith. The big Group 1, if I can put it across that way today, is the Star Doncaster.
Yeah, personally my favourite race on the calendar. Melody Bell, 550 is your favourite. No change this morning. Brandenburg, they went up 650, 850, now 750. $10, got to 950, back to $10, Super Set. Shared Ambition, 9.50 to 10. 12 into 11 for Imaging. Mr. Seawolf, 14 to 13, back to 14. 18 into 16, Yulong Prince. Quackerjack, 17 to 18. 17 to 19 for Colding. Cascadian, 21 into 19. Prince Farwas, 21. Make that 19 out from 17. Then $23, Homesman. Star of the Seas has been back this morning, obviously, because of the weather. 34 into 23. Now, just looking at the hold on the race this morning, it is Melody Bell in front of Shared Ambition. Then we go to Imaging and Brandenburg.
Speed in the race. Look, there doesn't look a stack of pressure, which you usually get in Doncasters. I think it all depends what Conti Patiro does here, Tim Clark in the saddle, because we know Quackerjack will bounce and want the front. Conti Patiro sort of dominates.